CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. And is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight we'll start off with the pre-net check-in list. We'll go right into brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before, and then we'll wrap up that first part with Echo Link, which we don't have any signed in on Echo Link at the moment, and then we'll switch over to RF. So, the pre-net check-in list. We have about 13 people signed up on the pre-net check-in. W4FCM, that's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. KA5WLL, that's Leroy. KI4MRA, that's Fred. KW4TS, that's Jim. KI4LZI, that's Andy. K4XMR is Mel. K4OSH, that's Pat. KJ4UHF, that's Jack. KG4WNP, that's Landon. KC4W, that's Bill. And KG4PFI, Don. And KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. Appreciate everyone using the pre-net check-in capability. That's what it's there for. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, but you're not quite sure of the protocol? Just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, none at the moment, but I'm sure there will be some more ones. I think they just had a testing session this morning, so we should see some new ones come out of that. All right, that is that. There's no Echo Link stations, and tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with Alpha through Delta. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with A through D and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
In Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that first station in the group was an N4 station, I think, but you were right there at the white noise. Not enough above the white noise to pull it out. So move around, try to get a little bit better X, bump your power up if you can, or wait and try later. Check your battery, make sure it's not low, because it did kind of shut off there, drop the repeater pretty quick. So check your battery if you're on a handheld, and we really like to get you checked in, so don't give up, keep trying. Net control like to recognize KM4BLH. That's Kurt. He's over in Greenville. Sounding good as usual, Kurt. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
DJW. Today, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative. November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. I say again, November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. I'm on a handheld, but the antenna's outside, can't be moved, battery's fully charged, and I got all 7 watts pumping, so that's about it. 73 to the next.
All right, Doug, well, that did it that time. Appreciate you putting that antenna outside. Net control like to recognize. KK4DMW, that's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Rick, tell Lorena, Michelle, we said hey, and you guys stay safe, stay warm. Appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. And KN4CHY, that's Keith, sounding good from Seneca tonight. Good to have you tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And N4AHO, that's our station that was down in the white noise, that sticking that antenna outside the window, and that 7 watts. Got Doug in from Walhalla this evening. Sounding good now, Doug. Completely readable. All the difference in the world. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Appreciate your persistence. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Dave, good hearing you tonight. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, Negatron, I'd like to recognize KB2BYQ. That's David sounding good from Easley. As usual, David, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. You're sounding great. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
This is KL4BWQ. This is Jimmy down in Addison. I'm checking in to be negative and negative.
Dave, I'll check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around tonight.
This is KO4BWQ, this is Jimmy down in Anderson checking in, I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW. This is W4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative over.
Okay, Negatron, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. I got you down for comments, Harry. We will be back to you in a little bit. And Jimmy from Anderson, who I think checked in twice. The first time I did not get it, Jimmy. Second time I got it okay, so appreciate the second time. KO4VWQ. That's Jimmy over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jimmy. And W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. Good to have you with tonight, Gene. You're sounding good as usual. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we'll move it on up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix or call that begins with letters I through L would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check it out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, KG4.
J.I.A.,
Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you, Dave. All
the net. 73. DJW. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
W4, DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Nemo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus and Adam, if you would please. Everyone have a treat.
Check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73.
Again, but this is KO4ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform Lima Papa. Alexander here in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, and a good evening to everyone on the net.
DJW. Dave, please check in KF4KYI, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in Greenville. No traffic and no comments tonight.
DJW. Hope you and Miss Amy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KG4JIA. That's a Dennis. Sounding good from Gaffney this evening, Dennis. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. KK4JFO, that's James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. You're sounding good, James. Appreciate you being here with us tonight. KK4JBQ, that's Larry bringing in with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Sounding good as usual, Larry. Appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And KO4JKV, that's Duncan up in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. You're sounding good. KO4ULP, that's Alexander over in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alexander. You're sounding good on the radio. And KF4KYI, that is Tom in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. You're sounding good. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's up in Fletcher, North Carolina. And he's the one that calls the 14664 net on Sundays at 8. So be sure and tune in tomorrow night at 8 o'clock with Sid on 14664 with a BL tone of 91.5. I'm sure Sid would appreciate you checking in with him. And you'll enjoy it. He has a really good net. I enjoy it. Sid, appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and you guys stay warm. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, there were quite a few stations in that check-in, and I see we have an Echolink on board, so I don't know how long he's been there. I hope he hadn't been waiting too long. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, KN4VWA, Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve in Inman, and just a little bit late getting off the mark this evening, so I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a nice evening, and try not to get blown away. We got some stiff winds up here in Inman.
Okay, and I control, I'd like to recognize KN4VWA, that's Steve over in Windy Inman tonight. I noticed it was windy over here, too, so hopefully it gets it out of its system. Anyway, stay warm, stay safe. Let's see, we are in the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begin with letters I through L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Good day, if you would, please check me in out of turn. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray. Also, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November. My wife, Sabrina, we're in Chesney. We'll be short time, Dave. Hope you and Miss Amy and everybody's doing well. KJ4UHX, back to net.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize KJ4UHX. That's Jamie bringing with him. KJ4YLN, that's Miss Sabrina. They're up in Chesney. Sounding good as usual, Jamie. Feel free to secure at your leisure. And we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. All right, we're going to bump it on up to the Mike through Papa group now. Station for the first letter suffix of call that begins with letters M through P. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike, K4OIM, Walt up here in Edmond. No traffic, so I'll stick around for a few comments, Dave.
4, Papa X-ray Bravo, that's Lloyd in Sensville, KO4PXB.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4OIM, that's our Tuesday night net control operator, that's Walt, who's sounding fantastic, always good to hear you on the radio, Walt, I've got you down for comments, we're going to be back to you in a little bit. And KO4PXB, that's Lloyd, who's over in Simpsonville, you're sounding good, Lloyd, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Stay warm, stay safe. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Control, I'm out front, I guess. AA4QS, Donald, and N4DME, Paul. We in the core. We'll be negative,
okay, next control, I'd like to recognize AA4QS, that's Donald from Toccoa, bring with him N4DME, that's Paul from Toccoa. Good to have you with us tonight, Donald. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you and Paul are staying warm down in Toccoa, Georgia. You sounding good. Appreciate you being here this evening. One last call, Mike through Papa. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along, we'll move it up to the, the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, if I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Can KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Germany, negative and negative.
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, in control, I'd like to recognize. Let's see, I've got an Apers station in there as well. By Apers, check in KJ4HYC. That's Shane in 6 Mile. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with APRS, Shane. I got you checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Control electric recognize KO4QLG. That's Chris over in Liberty. Good to have you with tonight, Chris. You sounded good. And KO4RAX. That's James in Easley. Appreciate you being with tonight, James. You sounded good. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group or APRS stations? we do have an Echolink station, Echolink stations as well. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Mr. Dave, Miss Amy, and all on the net. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight, but I would like an informal with KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, at your convenience. Over.
Okay, next control, I'd like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. Using Echolink this evening. Good to have you tonight, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello, and feel free to call your station.
Thank you, Dave. No, KM4BLH, KI4DOS.
KM4BLH, hello, Gary.
KI4DOS. Hey, Kurt, I just wanted to apologize. I told you I would take you home today, and I went outside and couldn't get back in. And another fellow came out, Steve came out and said that somebody else had offered to give you a ride home. I didn't know you were sitting in the lobby. I was standing out in the parking lot. Sorry, we got our wires crossed.
Oh, shoot, ain't no big deal. Shoot, I didn't know that you were out in the parking lot. I would have walked out, but I still got home, and shoot, it was a great day for me. Shoot, you know I'm happy. Over.
Good deal. I'm glad you got home safely, and congratulations again, and you deserve it. I'll let you turn it back to Net. KI4DOS, back over to Net.
4 Bravo Lima Hotel, back to Net.
Okay, glad we could get you guys together, and congratulations on the upgrade. It sounds like somebody upgraded this morning. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gary. Tell Joy again we said hello, and you guys stay safe. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to move it on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, the patient group. It's only had to wait 23 minutes so far this evening. If the first letter suffix your call begins with letters U through Z and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Today, please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee. KN4UPY, Hanson. And Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Foxtrot Papa. SKO4UFP, my wife Misty. We're here in Anderson. We'll be negative and negative. Dave, thanks for calling that. Good evening, everybody. Other than that, 73.
JW. Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. SK4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Just check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India. Both named Mary. 73 is Doll. Thanks for calling in tonight, Dave.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4UPY, that's Anson over in Anderson. You're sounding good, Anson. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. KO4UFP, that Anson's bringing with him his XYL, that's Mitzi. KO4 UFP. Good to have you with us tonight, Mitzi, or Anson. Tell Mitzi we said hello if she's not in the same room with you. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening. And K4XB, that's Tommy. He's over in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. You sounded good. KX4YM, that's Scott. Bring with him KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, and KO4ILI, that's Miss Mary as well, and they're in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. Tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. You guys stay warm. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Alpha Hotel Papa, Mark and Woodruff. Thank you.
W4DJW. Hey, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. In for HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
JW. NK1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, or Dickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
4DJW. 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, W4CWS, colon in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize number 50 this evening, who has to come back on Wednesday night and check with Gary for the door prize, because he is the Wednesday night door prize winner. That's KM4AHP. That's Mark over in Woodruff. Good to have you with us tonight, Mark. You did good. You're number 50 this evening. Stop by Wednesday night, check with Gary, and pick up your door prize. N4HHC, that's Warren over in Taylor. Sounding good tonight, Taylor. Or Taylor. Sounding good tonight, Warren. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And K1CJW, that's Roland and Dickens. Sounding good tonight as well, Roland. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And W4CWF, that's Colin and Mill Springs. You're making it in really good from Mill Springs this evening, Colin. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo Mike 4, Echo Yankee Whiskey. This is Nick and Anderson.
Nick, so I'd like to recognize KM4EYW. That's Nick. Sounding good from Anderson this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Nick. Appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And the first one up on the stump this evening, brand new, clean, shiny stump, is KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. It's your turn, Harry. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave, and everybody else. I'm going to talk a couple of minutes here, and then I want you to come back to me with a signal report. I have switched radios. One I was using last night seems to have a problem, and also, I'm using a new antenna. It's a Yagi, and it is pointed roughly east. So, and I'm running 25 watts. So, when I get done talking, tell me how I sounded down there, and then I think I'd like to take it down to the low power, and I'll see if I'm still getting in, because that antenna is directional, so, and it's not pointed in your direction. Plus, it's not up very high. It's sitting on a pole on my back porch instead of up on the roof of the house. So, just curious to how I'm getting in down there. We'll bounce it back to you, Dave, Casey.
Okay, Harry. Well, you are an S9 plus 40, 599. Yeah, you couldn't get any better if you were sitting right here next to me. How's that for a signal report?
Oh, it's a whole lot better than I got last night. Evidently, my other radio, which it has had a problem, and I had it worked on, but I was getting reports up here that the longer I talked on it, the worse it got, and Daniel was on last night, and I chatted with him a little bit, and he said, well, when you start out, you're real nice and clean, and the longer you talk, the worse it sounds. So I think that radio is now a listening radio, or at least that part of it still works, but Just curious about this one, and hang on a second. Let me bump the power down, and we'll see how it goes. 4DJW, KC4EZN. That's 5 watts now. Am I still making it?
You are. You're doing a really good job. So I had to turn my audio down on the first pass because you were louder than everybody else. I mean, it wasn't distorted. It wasn't like you were overdriving it or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. But I did have to turn my audio down because you were booming in here. And when you dropped back to 5 watts, I put my audio back to where it was with everybody else. So now you blend in with the crowd. So now it's working really good. And I thought on that other radio that I listened to your and Daniel's conversation yesterday, and Daniel had a really, really good way of describing it. He said it sounds like you're standing under an umbrella and that raindrops are hitting the top of the umbrella. That's exactly what it sounded like. And it got worse. The longer you talk, the heavier the rain got, until it got to a point where the rain was almost overwhelming you. So I'm not sure what was causing that, but right now you're not louder than the rest of the crowd. You're even with the rest of the crowd.
DJW KC4EZN. Well, I think that's probably where I really want to be. I said that other radio, it quit working, and I had it worked on, and it worked, and then it seemed like the more I used it, there's evidently something else going on inside that box. So I think it's time, just like I say, to park it and let it be a listening radio and not a talking radio. And this when it quit working the first time I bought the radio I'm talking on now as this replacement, and found a fellow who could work on them, and he fixed it, but got a feeling there's more going on inside that box, because before it didn't work at all. So I think it's time to just let it be a receiver and a scanner, and we'll let it go at that. I know Walt's sitting there, and I'll be interested to hear how he's doing. I know he's got some stuff coming up, and he had some pretty good news for us last night, I thought. So with that, Dave, we'll bounce it back to you, and we'll see what Walt's got to say. W4DJW, KC4EZN, and thanks for the feedback. That's what I wanted to hear.
All right, Harry. Well, that's one of the reasons we're here. So anybody else ever has any questions like that, Net can always help you with stuff like that. That's completely appropriate. So glad we were able to assist, Harry. And, yeah, Daniel and I were texting back and forth today about Walt's condition, and we were elated at the good news that he brought to us. Daniel said, temper that because there's other doctors that don't agree, but Walt's going by the doctor that has the positive outlook, and that's good. That keeps Walt with a positive outlook, so I'm looking forward to that, too. Anyway, appreciate you stopping by, Harry. Take care. Stay safe. Stay warm up there. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like it's your turn, Walt. K4OIM. It's your stump. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW, K4OIM. Good evening, Dave. Good evening, Harry. I didn't know if you was around last night, Dave, when I made the announcement that my surgeon that's gone reconstruct my mouth, he told me that they're going to grab the skin off of my left wrist down on my underarm and take a blood vessel out of there and tie it into the vessel in my neck into the skin that they're going to grab to reconstruct me a new floor of my mouth and all. And he told me, he said, I ain't going to say you can speak perfect, but I believe I can get you to where you can talk clearer than what you are now. I just stay off. I ain't been on the radio much at all, except when I do get in here and check in the net. I got on HF a while last night on CW on 40 meters. I can't talk long. It really gets hurt. But boy, I hope nobody ever has to go through this. The test they put me through this week, where they shot that radioactive iodine through my blood veins, oh, my Lord, that hurt. And I had to leave that test session, go across the street, and get a CT scan done. And they put something in my IV then. And it felt like my arm was in one of them old Ringer washing machines. And she shot that stuff in there, and then it set my whole body on fire. My niece was out in the waiting room. She had taken me over there, and she said she could hear me screaming all the way out in the waiting room. If I could, I just got up and walked out and told them, let me die. I'm going home and dying. I've never been in that much pain. But I know the worst thing over. I got to go Monday morning is when they're going to do the surgery. And I've had doctor's appointments every day this past week, except Friday. And they were two of them a day, and usually scheduled, I'd walk out of one appointment, and the other one would be 2 or 3 hours later. So I just have to leave one doctor's office, drive a mile or two, pull up the parking lot, and sit there in the truck. I was about to go in to check in and sit there and look at everybody on their cell phones. But, I think I've got, so far, 3 appointments this week. And boy, you're talking about getting in the savings account. It's just the gas. It takes about $20 a day. So I'm up here at Lake Bowen to go to Greenville and ride around, build into the other one, and then back home. It'll get your blood quick. I hope Chad ain't getting too comfortable on Tuesday night, because I can't wait to get back on and take over my spot. But Chad's been doing a real good job handling, taking up the slack. So with that, Dave, I'll say 7-3. I don't know if you got anybody else up to comment, but I'll stick around and see. So with that, I'll say 7-3, Jay. W4DJWK4OIM.
Okay, well, we understand that it's a lot of pain. It's a lot of suffering to go through. But in the end, I think you're going to be a lot happier with the results that you're getting, or the expectations that they're setting with you now versus what it was early on. Early on, it was devastating news for everybody, but now it sounds like there's some light at the end of the tunnel. And I know it's going to be a whole lot of hard work, and I know it's going to be painful, but I think it's going to be worth it in the end. I do. I really do. And I'm glad you're keeping your chin up, right? And you're keeping a good attitude about it. We're very proud of you, and you are our Tuesday night net control operator, and I'm sure that Chad will be glad to give that spot back to you when you come back. He's not nesting there on Tuesday night. He would a whole lot rather you come back and pick it up than for him to keep it. So anyway, you know, we're not going to force you to keep on talking, because I know it's painful. It hurts. But do appreciate you hanging around and giving us that update, and hope that good news just keeps on coming in, Walt. Stay safe, and I hope the best for you. Best of news coming up. And we do have an Echolink station, so we're going to go ahead and take Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. We'll both be negative and negative tonight. It's good to hear Walt, and thanks for calling it.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy, our Monday night Net Control operator. She's bringing with her W2MJB. That's our Sunday night Net Control operator, Mark. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Appreciate all you do for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, you and Mark both. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Control. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, in Ellenboro, North Carolina.
DJW. Good evening, Dave. I hope you're doing well. Please check in Kilo, Oscar, 4, Romeo, Yankee, Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna. I'm at home in Campobello. Please also check in my husband, Chad, Kilo, Oscar, 4, November, Uniform, Echo, KO4NUE. He is also at home in Campobello, and we will both be in and out tonight. Thanks so much.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4SMV. That's Dale sounding good from Ellenboro, North Carolina this evening. Dale, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. You're sounding good. Making it into the Caesar's Head repeater just fine. KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna. That's our Monday night Net Control operator, along with KO4NUE. That's Chad, the temporary Tuesday night Net Control operator. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Anna. Tell Chad we said hello. Tell Chad I sent a plot of our simplex net, my connections and my non-connections to him in his email inbox. Check his email. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Anna. Tell Chad we said hey. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. So I'd like to recognize KN4, KF4, NK, I'm sorry, David, let me back up and try again. KF4, NXY, that's David, bring with him AF4SX, that's Marie. David and Marie from Southern Greenville County, good to have you this night, David. Appreciate your patience with me as I messed up your call. Well, I'll do better next time. Tell Marie we said hello and appreciate you guys checking in with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. One last call all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. We do have another EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. James, if you don't have audio on your EchoLink, feel free to send me a text message and we'll try to get you checked in that way. One last call all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Go 4PXB. This is. I'm sorry, but I don't remember Walt's call sign. But I'm just kind of asking and see if he needs anybody to donate blood for his surgery. Just such a general question.
We'll ask Walt, K4OIM. Walt, did you hear that question? That was from Lloyd, KO4PXB.
I imagine I will, because they said I'd be in surgery anywhere from 10 to 12 hours. And my daughter, she's a big-time blood donor and plasma donor. But since she's went back to work, she ain't got time to do it now. So I would say yes, Lloyd, that it would help. I thank you for the offer. So, W4DJM, K4OIM, back to me.
So, Lloyd, do you need a way to know who to get in touch with in order to make sure that goes to Walt?
KO4PXB. Yes, just have him give a local blood area, what blood bank or where he, probably, I guess, where to actually donate the blood to, either a blood bank or I doubt they would actually do it at the hospital. Just make it where it's known where we can, you know, anybody can donate the blood to him, and then we'll go from there.
Walt, do you have the hospital name that you can pass to Lloyd?
Well, it's my health in Greenville, and the name is Walter Bradshaw.
There you go, Lloyd. Is that going to be enough?
Perfect. Yeah, I'll definitely make it where I'll get my friends to work on donating the blood due to the fact that I'm retired military, and I can only donate. I think if I can only donate my blood to military personnel because of the mad cow scare that everyone's so afraid of, that I can only donate my blood to military personnel. So, but all my other friends that donate blood for people having surgeries, I'll definitely let them know.
Very good. Appreciate that. Appreciate that very much, Lloyd. Walt, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I really appreciate that, Lloyd. That means a lot. I mean, I've got a lot of friends here on the net, and brother, you're one of them. So for that, I'll say back to the net.
All right, very good. Appreciate that, Lloyd. Appreciate that very much. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that let check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, including Echolink, called W4DJW.
W4HI, Bruce, BRUCE, Seneca. Negative, negative.
Okay, next call, I'd like to recognize W4HI. That's Bruce, sounding good from Seneca this evening. Good to have you this night, Bruce. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
I've already checked in, but if there's an open spot in the comment, I would like to make one.
Go right ahead.
This is Mark, Kilo Mike 4, Alpha Hotel Papa. I installed this 2-meter radio again. I sold my other one a while back. And today and last night, I got to speak to two different repeaters, and they both said I had a little white noise. But other than that, it sounded good. I was going to see if I turned my power down, if that cut out some of the white noise, or if somebody had any other suggestions, and if I could get a feedback from you.
So it is full scale on my scale. When you're talking, I'm looking at the scale, so it's full scale, but the audio does have a little bit of white noise in it. Not a whole lot. Not objectionable. You're completely readable. We could talk for 2 hours and I wouldn't miss a word. But there is a little bit of white noise in there. And sometimes the repeater does that, but it usually doesn't last long and then it clears up. But your signal strength is 100%. How much power are you, using?
Well, that was 75 watts on the radio. This radio, I just picked it up. It was a new old stock. It's never been used, but it's 21 years old. But now I just turned it down to 25 watts. So can you still hear me okay? And does that help the white noise at all?
It's still 100% readable, and it's kind of like what Glenn, KD2BNG, was saying the other day. Sometimes adding power causes more problems than it solves. So I could tell no difference between those two power settings. Does it have a lower power setting?
I bet. It's actually got two more lower ones. Hold on. Power setting, I believe it's 5-1.
Okay, you're still readable with that one, but it's only 3 bars on a scale of 1 to 9. It's a S3. Try the one in between.
Okay, this is the one in between.
Okay, that's just as audible as the high power. The 5 watts is 5 watts you could get by with in a pinch. The one you're on right now, it would be easy conversation for a 2-hour QSO, no problem.
Difference in the white noise between any of them?
I hear about the same amount of white noise on all of them. It's just a little bit. It's not much, and I'm not sure why it's got a little bit of white noise on it. What kind of antenna do you have, and how long is your feed line?
The feed length is probably about 35 feet, and the antenna's Diamond, 2-meter 440. It's a vertical, it's on a pole that's about 10 feet high, and then the antenna itself sticks up probably another 10 feet or so.
Okay. It may be that your signal's having to go through some obstacles or around some obstacles or bouncing off, reflecting off of other things. It's not a direct line of sight, but you're still completely readable. So it may, the extra power that you added didn't do a thing for you, right? Because your second from the bottom setting is just as good as your highest setting. But it may be that there's stuff in the way. Sometimes you can move it a foot or two, either direction, and it'll make a world. That's the way VHF works. Sometimes you can move things around just a little bit, and it makes a world of difference. It's like I used to talk to Ray when he was sitting in his rocking chair on his handheld. And if he would rock back, he's completely gone. If he rocked forward, he was there, and he was full quieting, full-scale full quieting. That's just the way VHF signals work. So it could be something similar to that.
Direct line of sight. With my other 2 meter that I had up to about a year ago, it did not have the white noise. It's the same antenna and wiring. The only thing that's been changed is the radio. But I just barely hit the repeater, so I thought the extra wattage on this one might have made a difference. And apparently, it didn't really make any difference. But now I've got a little bit of white noise, so I just got to try to figure out what it is.
Okay, you may move around a little bit. Is it VHF has a lot of line loss in the transmission line if you use the thin coax, the coax that's about a quarter inch thick versus the coax that's about a half to three quarters inch thick. Is it the big coax or is it the skinny coax you're using?
Larger coax is the, LMR 400 or whatever.
Okay, yeah, LMR 400 is good. So it's not your transmission line. Chances are it's not your transmission line unless you put a coax connector on the end that has some the shielding. Unless it has some loose shielding that's getting close to the center conductor, then it shouldn't be the coax at all, because that's really good coax. I don't know. keep moving, or if you know you don't have direct line of sight, then you might move it around a little bit to see if it makes any difference. But you're completely readable. And maybe it makes a little bit of difference, a minor bit of difference, but my ears aren't good enough to detect it when you go higher in power. Say again?
I've tried putting the toroid on the power line here going to the radio itself. I'm connected to the radio, but it actually made it worse, so I took it back off.
What's your grounding look like? Are you on the first floor, and is your shielding going to ground before it comes in the house?
Yeah, I'm going to an electrical box that has lightning resistors in there, and there's a ground going to an 8-foot copper rod there. There's a 8-foot copper rod right there at the antenna that's also being grounded. Then, of course, I got 4 8-foot rods by my tower. But I'm using an old HughesNet or whatever pole that's concrete in the ground as my post. That's why I'm not moving it around. And then, I've got the antenna on the top of that.
Okay, and the only thing that you sound like you're doing everything just right. I'm not sure why it's got that white noise in it, unless it's just because leaves on the trees or something in the way, some building that's in the way or something, and getting reflections off of other areas. I'm not sure. But you say with your other one you couldn't get in at all, with your other radio?
Good. I would barely make a connection if you kind of hit miss. But now I just turned off one of my power supplies. Did that make a difference in the white noise?
No, it's still there a little bit. That's not objectionable, but it's still there.
I do appreciate your assistance. Thank you.
Well, don't give up. That's one of those interesting things about amateur radio that's kind of fun to find out when it is. I had a lot of those when I was setting up my station for the first time. And I finally read something where I'm on the second floor, and I read something that said your ground wire, if you're on the second floor, if you're not careful, can turn into an antenna and radiate. And I think that's exactly what I did, so I opted for a floating ground, and that solved all my RF problems. Anyway, something similar to that, but you'll get it. Keep trying. Don't give up. Appreciate you running that by everybody. That'll get people scratching their heads. Maybe somebody will connect with you tomorrow's net and ask you some more questions beyond that of what I've asked. But anyway, appreciate it, Mark. Best of luck with that. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Or NUE. Dave, tell Mark if he wants to hang around after the net, I'll stay on frequency with him. Same ears, listening to a different radio.
There you go, Mark. You want to hang around a little bit after the net tonight?
Take off a little while.
All right. Appreciate that, Chad. Any other stations? One last call, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, please stand by for my net report.
LR, this is James in Pelt.
Did I double with our Echolink station? I think our Echolink station was logging in. Try that one more time if you did, because I think I doubled with you.
Hey, this is James, KO4WLR on Echolink.
Okay, James, I was hoping you would check in tonight. I didn't want to just check you in, assume that you would, but I was hoping you would. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4WLR, that's James, in Pelzer, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hey, I know somebody that has your exact same name that flies radio control airplanes. You don't fly radio control airplanes, do you, James?
No, sir, that's not me.
Okay, well, I couldn't help but ask because you're the only second time in my life that I've ever seen that name that you have, and it's the exact same name as a good buddy of mine that flies radio control airplanes over in that same area. So I appreciate it. Appreciate you checking in with us. We're here 365 days a year. This is the first time you checked in with me. Just want you to know we're here every single night with different net controller every single night. Stop by. You're welcome to check in as often as you like. We'd prefer that you check in as to not. So hope to hear you many, many more times on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please stand by for my net report.
KO4.
Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
KW, KO4NUE. What was Mark's call, Dave?
Mark's call is KM4AHP, Kilo Mike 4 Alpha Hotel Papa.
KM4AHP, KO4NUE.
Mark?
If you want some help with it, I'll be glad to help you with it. If you don't, that's good too. But do you have another radio, and let me listen to both radios, and at least we can maybe cut something in half or cut the problem in half to see which way to go. If you want to mess with it, that's, like I said, fine either way.
No, in fact, I sold my other radio that had the 2-meter that I had about a year ago. That's why I haven't been on the net probably over a year. Actually, it's probably been longer than that. And I decided to go ahead and just pick up another radio, and this one being 21 years old but brand new in the box with the higher wattage, I figured maybe that would make a difference. But I don't have another 2-meter radio. Well, I do have a handheld, but the handheld won't reach the repeater here for my house.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to do differently?
I'll play around with it. I've got the problem is I'm kind of down. I've got a mountain between me and the repeater. So I had the same problem with the two closest repeaters. So even though they're different directions, so my line of sight's not good. I could go higher, but I'm more of an HF person, but I like having the 2-meter. So I don't really want to invest into having the radio higher.
but I'll play with it. I've got some other friends that are really big into antennas and design and know a lot more about them than I do, and they might be able to help. I don't, like I said, since I'm using the same antenna and coax that I had before and I didn't have a problem, I don't think that's where the issue is. It may be something in the radio itself, even though it's new old stock. It's got a very loud fan on it, I've noticed. That kicks in as soon as you transmit, so that could very well be what's causing the noise.
All right. Well, glad I could try to help anyway. Anyways, nice having a QSO with you, and if you, you know, need anybody to stay on frequency with you, if something changes, shoot me an email or something. I'm up on QRZ. It's nice sometimes to have the same set of ears listening as you swap things in and out, or at least that's the way I have to do some things sometimes. But, yeah, if I can help you in any way, just let me know.
I do appreciate the assistance and the offer. And like I said, I have a feeling it's related to the fan and the radio itself because it is a fairly loud fan. This is an ICOM ICB-8000. I might just look and see if there's a quieter fan that's the right size and amperage and all that. Because the fan is... looks like easy accessibility, and you can generally pick those up fairly cheap. And like find if you're quieter fan that does the same output, you know, I might be willing to try that and see if that makes a difference. That's the first thing that comes to my mind, just because of how loud the fan is.